Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Babli, Daf Sadivov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Chesamad base, on the last line of the page, Istaboy. Istaboy, Mishmeim and Ador. Oyelachal Ois, Mishifichim Ois, Yodse Shavos Yom Toivim, Shehen Gufon Ois. Earlier we said that we expound the Yomim, daytime, and not nights. And similarly we expound Yomim to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov. Someone to expound from Bahayu lacha la'is, one who needs a sign. This excludes Shabbos and Yontif, which are themselves an ois, no sign. V'lo'i kvaksiv miyamim yamimah. The Gemara was not already written miyam yamimah to exclude night, Shabbos and Yontif. Eislach ela ke'adam av yechanan kormila delay mechavwa nesamchin le min asen sagim. The answer, well, this is like Rav Yochanan said, anything that's not clear, which is not an explicit drosha, rather an mira smachta, we support it from several places. Noshim minayin, what's the source that women are exempt from tefillin? Vatim oisom es b'neichem v'loi b'noiseichem. Chayev b'teira, chayev b'tefillin. Noshim she'en chayevs b'teira. Chayevs b'teira, ein chayevs b'tefillin. The answer is the pasuk says in Deuteronomy, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk, you'll test, and you'll teach it to your sons, and we say, but not your daughters. And that exempts women from Talmud Torah. One who is obligated in Torah is obligated in Tefillin, because the passage written immediately after this is about the mitzvah of Tefillin. Women who are not obligated in Torah are therefore not obligated in Tefillin. Ativan hawe micha bas shol haisa levishes Tefillin, ishes yoina haisa oile nevegel vele micha biyadam hachomim. The Gemara questions that this because it says michal bas shol used to wear tefillin. Yonah's wife used to ascend and bring korbanos in the Mikdash on the festival, and Chacham didn't protest. Chizki b'shem Rabbi Abohu, ishtoi shal Yonah, shizehu shava micha bas shol, micha b'chachamim. Chizki, quoting Rabbi Abohu, answered that Yonah's wife was returned, meaning Chacham told her not to ascend, and Chacham did protest against Michal, the daughter of Shol. Havin b'ay meima, al da'atun d'rabonon, in mechuvah, al da'atun d'rabon gamliyo mechuvah. We see that it's not clear from the Torah that the Shabbos is not as man of Tefillin, rather it's only midrabbanon according to Chachamim. It's clear to midoraisa, Shabbos is not a time of Tefillin midoraisa according to Gamliel. Amr b'yomi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel shu loyma ad mokem shekavo shal roish machzik v'kama machzik shtayim. B'yomi quoting Shmuel rejects that. All agree that Shabbos is a man of Tefillin midoraisa. Gamliel permits two pairs at a time because until the height of the head, at the kosher place of Tefillin, how many Tefillin can this place contain? Two. Now, to afil b'chol. Well, if so, even during the week, one should be allowed to wear two pairs of Tefillin at once. Amar Chagai, in boy, may have yavi. Chagam said if one wants to, he may put on two Tefillin at once. Amar b'zvika, ivri, Ravam Nuna, ad mokim, shemoichoi, shahatinaik, roifef. B'zvika says that Ravam Nuna explained to me until the place where a baby's skull is soft is kosher Tefillin. Mantaninan, how town ago, Shinisko Yushalayim, Shaharagat Nefesh. Rabbi Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava testified about a chicken that was stoned in Yushalayim because it killed a person. Well, Roisha Shotinek, Roisha Halach Manikru. It saw the skull of a child that was soft and he went and parted it. And Rabbi Yosi, Kinim Asnith and Ravad Ali Dei Shnayim. This is in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel permits only two pairs at a time, but evidently does not wear them the same mitzvah. Rabbi Yisri Rabun, quoting Rabbi Acha, said he permits even two pairs at a time. He wanted to say that according to Rabbi Rabbanon, it's not clear, I mean there's no Torah mitzvah to say Tefillin. According to Gamliel, it is clear, and therefore they permit two pairs at a time. If so, he should bring them in his hand. Better to bring them in the way of wearing rather than the way of carrying. Mitzvah ledchos is a Shabbos pam achas olei v'shnei pamim. Similarly, he says to bring them two at a time because it's better to override Shabbos once and not twice. Ani echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. The wife says the same applies to a man and a woman. And by meimah mandama mechuvah nicha mandama eini mechuvah lo yeich mechuvah etz la'ish v'yei mechuvah etz la'isha. We want to say that for the one who says that it's clear the term is to say Tefillin, then there's a sign. The one who says that it's not clear, since the woman has no mitzvah to wear Tefillin, surely she's permitted to the saving. Must we say the mitzvah to say Tefillin is not clear for a man, but it's clear for a woman? Rabbi Blazer, man, tana, isha, Rabbi Gamliel. Blazer said, answer that who taught equality for man and woman? It is Rabbi Gamliel. The tani, tavi, eved, Rabbi Gamliel, hay nois in tfilin, v'lemicho v'yodei chachamim. You should say, who eved, he isha. But he says, tavi, Rabbi Gamliel's nani slave used to wear tfilin, and chacham didn't protest against him, and a slave and a woman are the same. The Mishnah said they refer to old tefillin, but for new tefillin it's permitted to leave them there. Lama yoshanais bedukois v'chadashos ein bedukois. What's the reason? Old tefillin were checked, means established to be kosher. New tefillin were not checked. Tani tefillin sach labodkam achas shemas achodesh divi Rebbe. Baisa says Rebbe holds that one must check tefillin once in 12 months. Moshe Megamil aimer einan sviches bedika. Moshe Megamil says they need not be checked at all. Hila zokein aimer elu me'avi imahin. Hila zokein said that these children are from my mother's father, means they were attached to be kosher, so I didn't need to check them. Matzah, shayim, shlosha, tzavasim, bedek, zug vishoin, tzavas vishoin, v'chein v'sheini, v'chein v'shlishi. One finds two or three bundles of children, he checks the first pair from the first bundle, and similarly in the second and in the third. Yitzhak ben Elazar shall echad hazok lekulam, oi kol echad ve'echad v'fnei atzmei. Yitzhak ben Elazar asked, does one pair make a chazok for all in its bundle, or does each bundle need to check three pairs from it to make a chazok by itself? Tema echad hazok lekulam, oidek zug vishoin, mitzavet vishoin, tema kol echad ve'echad hazok v'fnei atzmei, oidek shloshe zugois, mikol sevet v'sevet. If you'll say that one chazok is for all of them, he checks the first pair from the first bundle, and similarly in the second and third bundles. If you'll say that each needs a chazaka by itself, he checks three pairs from every bundle. V'sakona mechason v'hoylechle. If you said if it's dangerous, one covers them and goes away. Imhaya oynes kishom ha'oizim atish ba'or mechason. If one found a sefer in the field, it was a time of rain, he covers himself with a hide, means a parchment, and covers it, means wraps it around himself repeatedly, and goes to a guarded place. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Abba had the tamer, Rabbi Acha b'kasher k'masoi. We have all quoting Rabbi Abba said, it applies to soft hide, which is proper to wear, but if it's hard, it's a load. Hu b'shehaya mokim menadron, aval lehaib mokim menadron loibada. This is if the place was sloped, means water will gather there and ruin the sefer, but if the place is not sloped, no, means therefore he leaves it there.